We haven't seen a lot in the way of volatility and price action this week, but what we have seen is a clear message coming from many central banks. The message is one of hawkishness. Look no further than a surprise RBA rate hike, Bank of Canada rate hike, accompanying communications from both central banks towards more rate hikes, hawkish talk out from many ECB officials, and ramped up rate hike expectations in the UK. The takeaway here is that inflation is still a problem in 2023, and if this is the case, should still be a problem in the US, which means the Fed may not be ready to give up on its commitment to a higher rate trajectory. We've been getting these messages, and yet the market hasn't been wanting to pay too much attention, instead hoping for a Fed that will look to ease up on the gas and move back towards accommodation. This could be a misstep that proves to be costly for investors in the days and weeks ahead, as it would expose an elevated stock market and open the door for an intense reversal of flow to the downside as this reality of higher rates still sinks back in. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar include Eurozone GDP and U.S. initial jobless claims. That's all for now.